People's postcode lotteries may draws. Your ordinary postcode could deliver some rather extraordinary news. Because a share of £17.3 million must be won. And there are prizes every day. So join the 70% of postcodes across Great Britain that are already playing. And sign up your postcode before midnight on the 30th of April. Good things come knocking with People's Postcode Lottery. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
I'm Danny Dyer, and welcome to
What's That Smell?
Ugh, smoky with a hint of burgers. It's my barbecue apron. Luckily, I can make this smell like freshly picked lilies. Just pop it in the washing machine, add some Surf Tropical Lily Laundry Detergent, and... oh, my fave. It smells like my dream holiday. Get long-lasting fragrance with natural essential oils with Surf Laundry Detergent. You can make anything perf with Surf.
Did you know, at TK Maxx, you can find big brands up to 60% less than the RRP? I got this quilted leather handbag, must-have moisturiser, and three pairs of branded jeans. Skinny, boyfriend, flared. All incredible savings. I'm basically a denim connoisseur. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal. Big brands, small prices. In-store and online.
The latest news. Next. Capital.
Hi all.
How are we doing?
Afternoon.
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 Let's get this meeting.
Meeting.
Meeting started.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Mom.
Where's the tablet gone?
When everyone's home, EE Work Mode prioritizes your broadband for working from home with faster speeds in more places than anyone else. So...
Yeah. I've got you loud and clear. Clear as a bell.
This is broadband made for working from home. Search EE Broadband, powered by BT.
Work Mode with EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 9, England has been rated the worst country in the world when it comes to underage drinking.
Clearly, having such easy access and at the same time role models that actually encourage us to accept this behaviour, it's probably a big component.
Dr. Sabina Hulbert told Capital the new report is alarming. Health experts say it's becoming normalised in the UK. Capital's been told two of the five horses that got loose in central London yesterday are in a serious condition. They threw their army riders off during rush hour after being spooked by a noise from a building site.
The army has horses out on exercise in central London every day of the week. It's about 150 horses on average exercising every day. So this is extremely unlikely, this scenario.
Defence Minister James Carslidge says they're continuing to be monitored. Labour says it would take back control of the trains if it wins the next election. They say they'd lower ticket prices and improve internet connection on board. The Tories say their plans are pointless, though. Venice has become the first city in the world to charge tourists to enter. Officials there say they want to stop overcrowding. And Matty Healy says he's sure Taylor Swift's new album is good, but he hasn't listened to much of it. The Swifties are sure at least a few of the songs on the Tortured Poets Department are about him.
Capital weather. Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A dry start for London, but it could rain later on. Feeling chilly with highs of 13. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
The all-new Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark and Charlotte Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Good morning, it's the all-new Capital Breakfast Show on Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024, with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Right, if you think your work colleagues are slightly older, not too older, we're going to tell you a sentence that you should never say to them at 9.30, because seriously, could get you in some trouble.
Yeah, but we're not telling you something you can't say to them at 9.30. We're going to tell you the thing you can't say, but we're going to tell you at 9.30.
Right, that's... yes.
Yes, it's a tightrope, this one, isn't it?
Yes, right. That was really well explained, Sean. Thank you. As well, we're going to settle a debate this morning involving Chris Stark and his daughter and a pet rabbit. Three songs on the way now, back to back, and we'll do all that.
Like every
And Sean.
Promised me that I was more than all the miles combined. You must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something even smoking is not replaced, and I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes, and I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm
split in half, but that'll have to do. Another sticks and I saw your mom. She forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault. But I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half. That'll have to do.
Noah Kahn and Stick Season on Capital Breakfast.
Let's go. The all new Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris and Sean. Capital
Breakfast. Okay, where do we start with this? Can we have a quick recap of the campaign that started this morning? You, Chris Stark, versus your daughter.
Yeah, so my daughter's 9 years old and she has suddenly started the discussion about pets, which I've managed to avoid for many, many years. I had some goldfish at one point. Went okay. I found I had to deal with the fish tank, everything. It just became my responsibility. Yep. And I've told her this. She wants a pet bunny rabbit. Right, and has gone quite big on her campaign. So she's leaving notes everywhere. She's made little posters. I caught her yesterday making the lyrics to some sort of protest song that she's creating. I'm sure there'll be some sort of sit-in kind of protest at some point. It's got that kind of vibe to it.
Okay, and I think you shouldn't do it, like many people that are texting in.
That's the question, Jordan. What I'm asking you and everyone is, should I get a bunny rabbit or not? I'm kind of against the idea.
I can't believe how many people have bunny rabbits and are texting saying, don't do it, it's hard work. They're more hard work than having a dog.
Yeah,
Sean?
Well, I can only speak on what I did as a kid, right? And Erin strikes me as a very smart girl who is responsible. And I think if you go in with that attitude where it is your responsibility, it teaches a kid to, they do have to do all the rubbish jobs like cleaning it out, putting the sawdust in, remembering to feed them. Obviously, as a parent, you're going to keep an eye on that, but make that her responsibility. I think it can be a good idea. I mean, I know people have got very big opinions on this, but I honestly believe I had Pepsi and Max as a kid.
Of course you did.
And they were two little rabbits that I honestly loved, and I got them a massive run and a hutch and I took them out for walks.
Of course you did.
She walks her rabbit.
She walked her rabbit.
I did.
Okay. Sam in Northampton, what do you think, mate?
Definitely get one. There's no argument against it. Rabbits, best thing in the world. It's easier than a dog. Come on, he goes to sleep when we go to sleep, wakes up when we wake up. Absolutely no hassle.
Okay. Do you have children, Sam?
No. So I'm not quite there yet, but I probably think a rabbit would be easier than a child.
Does your rabbit live inside or?
Yeah, we brought him in 7 years ago. When we brought him, it was around firework night. We were scared that he was going to get, you know, bothered by the fireworks. So we brought him in and he just never went back outside.
Aww, out of interest,
so
what's your rabbit's name?
Fudge.
Fudge.
Classic. That's a nice
yeah,
name.
7 years old.
Oh, you see, in the cute... What I would say, of all the animals, neatest poop.
Oh, yeah, easy to clean up. There's just no stress with him at all.
You know, little dry, round sort of Nesquiks on the front.
It's hassle.
Okay, right. It sounds like Fudge has brought light to your life there, Sam, in Northampton. Trudy in Southampton, what are you saying?
Do not get bunnies. Just don't do it.
Okay, right.
They
here
were
we go,
a
Trudy.
And tell us why they're a nightmare, please, Trudy.
We got two bunnies, two boys, two bunnies. They had a bunny each. They loved the bunnies. They were amazing. We spent thousands. The hutch was like a hotel. It was ridiculous. The novelty wore off. They stank. They chewed through everything in the garden. They chewed through the paddling pool. They broke everything. My husband didn't clean them. My boys didn't clean them. It was all down to me. Absolute nightmare. We've rehomed them. They're happy. They're frolicking. We don't have them anymore.
Frolicking. There's a word I don't think I'd hear at 40 minutes past nine on a Thursday morning. Thank you, Trudy. Chris, you're looking a bit perplexed now.
Oh,
I'm going to get another song on, right? And then we'll get you to make your decision on the rabbits next, yeah?
Okay, so my daughter finds out via radio, does she?
Yeah.
After Galantis and Lighter.
We're paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
Galantis, David Guetta and Lighter. 17 minutes past nine on the all-new Capital Breakfast Show with me, Jordan Love, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. And Chris Stark is about to make his decision live on the radio whether he should get his nine-year-old daughter a pet rabbit. She's been doing a full campaign. We're talking post-it notes. We're talking protests made out of Play-Doh, which is brilliant. Just a text here to help you make your decision. We have 16 animals, Chris, says this message, and our rabbits are the most destructive. They ate through a radiator pipe.
How?
But then you've got, listen, you've got Kelly saying that rabbits can be so well trained, they said ours even used a cat litter tray. How good is that? Come on.
That is good.
Okay, Chris Stark, I don't want to rush you, but what decision are you going to make, please?
Listen, I respect my daughter's campaign and respect the creativity that involved. There'll be plenty of things that I will say yes to my daughter for, and obviously I want to make her happy. It's a really tricky decision, this. But it's a no. It's a no to the rabbit. It's 100% no.
Yeah.
Surely. Is that bad of me?
No, I just going I through the messages.
It. I can't do it.
There's people who have got pet rabbits have all said the same. We got nagged and nagged and nagged, okay? We finally got one, then we had to get two because they're lonely and they chewed for everything. People saying we have loads of animals. I think he's made the right decision.
I can't decide.
She'll probably
join in.
Do you know what? Let's be honest. A couple more posters and a bit more Play-Doh. I'll probably end up saying yes anyway, won't I?
The UK's number one
hit music station. I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. He argued with me about everything. He had an ego and a temper and a wandering eye. He said he's 6'2" and I'm like, dude, nice try. But he was so much fun and he had such weird friends. And he would take us out to parties and the night would never end. Another song, another club, another bar, another dance. And when he said something wrong, just fly me to France. So I miss him some nights when I'm feeling depressed. Till I remember every time he made a pass on my friend. Do I love him? Do I hate him? I guess it's up and down. If I had to choose, I would say it right now. I wanna get in the car.
break his heart and be the one to stitch it up. Wanna kiss his face with an uppercut. I wanna meet his mom just to tell her her son sucks. I wanna key his car, I wanna make him lunch, I wanna break his heart, stitch it right back up. I wanna kiss his face with an uppercut. I wanna meet his mom and tell her her son sucks, yeah. I wanna get him back, I wanna make him really jealous, wanna make him feel bad. Oh, I wanna get him back instead of getting rid of this man and make him real sad. Oh, I want him to sweep up.
With Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
Capital.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the song from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now, yeah. See, heaven's got a plan for you.
Mafia and Don't You Worry Child on the all-new Capital Breakfast Show, where at 9.30 today we're going to be giving you some top advice on a comment that you shouldn't say to older co-workers. Like, seriously, if you say this and you probably think it's a bit innocent, it could get you sacked.
Right? I'm terrified as to what this is.
So we will do that next. Get me my Last of the Summer Wine theme tune, please.
Sell your pre-owned clothing for free this spring.
Capital. Licking your chickeny fingers while gazing into your co-worker's eyes is not appropriate. Taking a bite of a Twister wrap while gazing into your co-worker's eyes is totally appropriate. So be a good workmate and get yourself a KFC lunch meal deal from just $5.49. It's workplace appropriate for when finger licking is not. Weekdays until 3 p.m. In-store at participating restaurants only. See kfc.co.uk for full T's and C's.
You ready?
Showtime.
This May, see Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
It's the most entertaining film of the year.
People trying to kill me.
I'm just a stunt guy.
There's epic action, plenty of laughs. Critics are calling it a total blast.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. In cinemas Thursday, May 2. Book tickets now.
Send that extraordinary feeling with Prestige Flowers. Our beautiful bouquets and gifts are perfect for any occasion. And you can add a free video message to make your gift extra special. Flowers for the extraordinary. Next day delivery, 7 days a week. Visit prestigeflowers.co.uk.
Prestige Flowers.
Want to work in the media? Kickstart your career with Global Academy. Apply now for your 10 or 12 at this unique media school. Search Global Academy.
In people's postcode lotteries, May draws. Your ordinary postcode could deliver some rather extraordinary news. Because a share of £17.3 million must be won. And there are prizes every day. So join the 70% of postcodes across Great Britain that are already playing. And sign up your postcode before midnight on the 30th of April. Good things come knocking with People's Postcode Lottery. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
Hovis Soft White. Thick sliced. And perfect for sandwiches.
Lunchtime. One cheese, one ham for you.
Thank you.
And the best part? The silence. There's love in every loaf of Hovis Soft White. As good today as it's always been.
Nothing feels better than trying on something that looks good and feels great. Join us in the great dress-up at MacArthur Glen Designer Outlet Ashford from the 25th of April to the 12th of May. Whether it's a styled-out dress for the races, the sharpest of suits for wedding season, or killer on-trend shoes for just because you want them, this is your invitation to dress up and feel amazing with up to 60% off. Only at Destination Joy. Find out more online. Discount on RRP.
The all-new Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Tell me how it feels to know you'll never be lonely again. You spend the rest of your life knowing you will never be lonely again and again and again. So tell me how it feels to know that I'll never leave you alone. To know that you've got the freedom to choose.
It's your birthday, we gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Yeah, now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you select them and them, you get plenty of groupie love. Look, homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them trees up. Roll if you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't
walk with a limp. In the hood, in the latest, saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But I lay in New York, for sure, they tell you I'm local. And the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now, shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go. I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to feel the buzz. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, neither. We in the club all the time, so pop on. Shady aftermath.
You and your pregnant wheeze.
The thing is, I'm in a jumpsuit and it takes a long time to get it on and off.
We are on air.
Yeah.
Hiya. Hi, everyone. Sorry about that.
Sorry,
oversharing.
I thought that was just, that was insane. That was, the mics went up. I was like, do the guys know that this is happening?
I'm just sharing with the class. I'm in a jumpsuit. It's very difficult to get off and on.
Okay. I often think that with the Ghostbusters.
50 Cent in the club. That was a really worrying part of the show there because we want to talk about this thing that could get you in trouble at work, but Sean wasn't in the studio and then she ran in. She was having one of her pregnant wees.
One of many.
I reckon I wee more than you, Michelle, than you.
This is the weird thing. I don't know if it's contagious, but anyway, solidarity.
Right. There is something that you shouldn't be saying to your older co-workers that could get you in trouble. And we don't want anybody getting in trouble here on the all-new Capital Breakfast Show. So this is in the papers today, and somebody's got pretty much an HR meeting for saying this one phrase that I think we've all said before.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so it's not something like that you would see or deem offensive. And basically, they had to go to a tribunal.
What?
Mm-hmm. And the judge said that it was ageist. So the phrase is, and do not say this in your meetings today, tomorrow, or the day after, or next week, or the week after. Back in your day.
What? So, you can't say back in your day?
You can't say boo to a goose these days.
You can't. I'll tell you.
Well, let's not make a list of things you can't say.
No, definitely not on
just
air,
in
no.
Case.
No, go on. What's the problem?
So it's been described as barbed and unwelcome, and the expression could be classed as unwanted conduct. And much has been discussed about different work ethics of the older generations and their Gen Z counterparts. So if you work with someone older, don't say in a meeting, oh, did they do that back in your day? Because that's something I would say.
It's just about the language in the workplace between older generations and younger generations and not offending either way. That seems.
Can I just say, though, bring it back round, all the thing the older generations say that could be seen defensive. Christmas at my house, it could be here all day. Yeah. But we can't say to them, back in your day, do you know, they're the snowflakes, not us. I'm not starting on one, I'm just saying.
No, but the thing is, I think there's a way of saying back in your day without saying back in your day.
Back in the day?
No, but I
you can't say it, guys. We're not allowed to say it anymore.
Yeah, but I get that you might want advice like, oh, did you used to have to do it like this? You know, like, I don't know where you're working or what the thing would be.
Aggressive.
Yeah, but I totally agree with you, because back in your day, you never had to worry about these things, did you?
Right, HR.
David Guetta for you now.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't want to wait. Swimming in the deep blue. Got me thinking about you. I'm just trying to dive right in. Want to spend tonight. Chasing all the love we can. And now, oh, I'm in the sea.
Rudy Rentimol and Alibi at 20 to 10 on Capital Breakfast. How did I say rudimental then? I think it was rudimental.
I wasn't going to say rudimental, I think you said.
Rudimental, that's cheese, isn't it? Nikki says, can the elderly now get done for saying these youngsters don't know they're born? Yeah, fair enough. Michelle says, I don't understand why back in your day is offensive. I'm 57 and I often say to my son who's 20, back in my day, so what's the difference? And Sarah in Walsall says, ask if they can say during the war. Not being funny, but if you're working with someone who was alive during the war, they probably should be. Retirement age, surely.
Yeah, but what you can say is you can say back in my day, surely there isn't any problem with that. I think the issue seems to be around saying to someone back in your day. Amanda's text us.
Go on.
She thinks that you shouldn't be able to say it, right? Says, you know, I absolutely love you all, but you absolutely cannot say back in your day. I'm still having my day. My day is far from over. That phrase implies I'm no longer relevant, so that's why it's not welcome to me.
Okay. Oh,
I think she talks a lot of sense there.
Yeah, I hate the thought of that, because that's, yeah.
Now,
no one, I'm sure no one would ever mean it in that way, but I would hate someone to think of it like that.
Yeah.
Sissy is actually works in HR, right? So this is the official line on it, okay?
Oh.
She says, instead of saying that, which you might have meant innocently, like you might have sort of tried to say, oh, how did you used to do it? She said you can say, in your extensive experience, or you can say, based on your significant experience, or looking back at your past experiences. Got it?
Okay. So it's more professional. Right, try that in work today.
Let's all try be more professional today, everyone.
Yeah, okay, definitely. Right, we've got a fella on the way who could sing about a mop bucket.
Good.
Oh, that's good. He could sing about a mop bucket. It'd be good. It's on the way next.
Now free to sell your clothes with no fees.
Going to the shops isn't everyone's bag. Like Toby here. He'd rather nurture his plants. So he gets everything he needs for dinner delivered to his door from as little as 20 minutes with Tesco Whoosh.
Keep reaching for the sun, Arthur. You're growing so fast, little one. Blooming lovely, aren't you?
Carry on, Toby. Tesco Whoosh. Every little helps. Fees apply, delivery times 20 to 60 minutes, selected areas. Whoosh specific pricing, see tesco.com/whoosh.
Hi, I'm Paige from Autoglass. When Autoglass started repairing chips nearly 35 years ago, I wasn't even born. Today, no one repairs more chips than we do. Because before we consider a whole new windscreen, we'll always aim to save your current windscreen with our strongest resin ever. A repair is faster and cheaper for you and greener for all. If you're insured, it could be as little as £10, or sometimes even free. 35 years. We must have saved millions of windscreens in that time. Want to save your windscreen too? Book your repair at autoglass.co.uk now.
Autoglass repair. Autoglass replace.
Ugh, I never liked her anyway.
He's clearly a narcissist.
Well, she stops, she's seeing the kids.
He negotiates for a living. Lawyer up and protect yourself.
We get it. You mean well. But when someone you love gets divorced, saying these things does more harm than good. That's where we come in. Amicable is a legal service that makes divorce kinder and simpler. No demonising, no aggression, just better outcomes for everyone. Amicable.co.uk. Divorce made kinder.
This may just sound like someone on the train sending boring emails, but it's so much more. It's the sound of Claire landing her biggest sale. And this is the sound of her planning what she'll spend her pay rise on. A fancy dinner or a multi-compartment bin. How will she decide? Claire's living her best phone life on the UK's fastest 5G network. 3. Life needs a big network.
Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data H1 2023, c3.co.uk/bid network.
Did you know that selling your car to We Buy Any Car couldn't be more chilled? Just 3 simple steps. Get a quote in 30 seconds, drive to your local branch in 13 minutes, and get the cash in the bank. Ah.
Just sold my car to WeBuyAnyCar.
To find out how much your car's worth in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, visit WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Connie, I've got everything for the barbecue. I've got coupe glasses, classy napkins, fancy plates.
Great, Trev, but did you remember the barbecue?
I knew there was something.
At Argos.co.uk, buy all your barbecue must-haves and collect in store the same day, so you can host like a pro this spring. There's more to Argos. Same day collection subject to availability in selected stores.
The all-new Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. For a while it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last 4 cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I. I need you all. you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see. Falling behind, what could be?
Houston, with a northern saying for a song. Sorry, everyone's all rolling their eyes.
Go on, just do it.
I'll do it, and then it's the last time I'm going to do it.
Hold on, that's a radio moment if this is the last time you'll ever do it. I don't believe you.
That was Aya Love on Capital Breakfast. Are you happy?
And that's done forever now, isn't
right,
it?
I'm not going to do... I did that joke at the old place 5 years ago.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's done.
Okay.
I'll just...
Gold clap.
Do you know what? It's been such a wonderful joke throughout the years, hasn't it?
It's really just... It got funnier almost as it carried on.
It got me out of COVID. You know? It's just been a wonderful joke and a wonderful year in radio.
I promise you, because everybody's still playing that song because it's so good. Every station still plays that song and I promise that'll be the last time I do that. Aya Love, and that is it.
Okay, well, you've kind of already just broken that promise. But
starting from
now.
Now. Right, we have done the winter-summer wardrobe switch-up. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, we have, but then we're switching it back again. I don't know what to do.
It was a bit cold this morning, wasn't it?
Freezing.
I don't know if I'm coming or going.
You know, for want of a better phrase, let's trust the process. The weather will be on the turn. I think it is right that we switch up the big coat to the slightly more summery wear. And thanks to our friends at eBay, it's also very quick and easy to sell pre-owned fashion, so why not give this a go? Not only that, it's also now free, everyone, to sell clothes on eBay.
Yeah, and if that's not enough, how about the chance to win £1,000 to spend at eBay? On top of that, an iPhone 15. If you like the sound of it, go to our website, capitalfm.com.
Thank you very much to our friends at eBay. And right now, we're getting a brand new track on from Dasha, who was on the show earlier today. She showed us the dance moves to this. So if you go on our Instagram, at capitalofficial, you'll see our very terrible dancing. This is Dasha and Austin.
We had a plan, move out of this town, baby, west to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going.
home. Waited on the porch for you, sat there alone. All throughout the morn till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your was never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin. Bluff. You had me believing. How many months did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. Do you go back? Go back. I loved you. How tragic. Oh, did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in
this is Ray on Capital Breakfast.
Sleezing and teasing, I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night, and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress, and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken, high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi, sniffing. Drunk text, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who's on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old way. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night. Anything please, and mercy on me, take this pain away. Please give me my symptoms, doctor, I don't wanna feel.
Too numb, I don't feel no way. So stuck, so what? Streets fall, but it goes both ways. So, you're one, yeah, you never escape. Sunset in the way.
Ray and Escapism on Capital Breakfast. Kemi's up next, taking over from 10 o'clock. And tomorrow, remember, we're back from 6, but at 8 o'clock, huge, massive announcement for you.
Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
And eBay.
Sell your pre-owned clothes easily for free.
You ready?
Showtime.
This May, see Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
It's the most entertaining film of the year.
people trying to kill me.
I'm just a stunt guy.
There's epic action, plenty of laughs. Critics are calling it a total blast.
Do you want to make out?
No.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. In cinemas Thursday, May 2. Book tickets now.
I'd had an annoying chip on my windscreen for a few months, but I didn't realise how easy it was to get repaired. All I had to do was go to autoglass.co.uk, enter my reg, choose an appointment, and they sorted it in no time. Because I'm insured, it only cost me a tenner, and it didn't affect my no-claims bonus. I'm just glad I got it sorted before it got any worse. To save your windscreen, go direct to autoglass.co.uk.
Autoglass repair, autoglass replace.
Did you know that it takes just 30 seconds to get a quote from We Buy Any Car? And it took me just 3 seconds to tell you that. So, what am I meant to do now? Any ideas? Oh, I know.
Just sold my car to WeBuyAnyCar.
To find out how much your car's worth in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, visit WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Boots Online Prescriptions is the service that fits around you. So if you're busy doing this, you know your prescription is getting delivered for free to your home. If you're doing this, just click and collect from a store that suits you. Manage everyone's prescriptions from one account, even if you're busy. For expert advice, just pop in store and do this.
Hi, can I speak to a Boots pharmacist, please?
It's easy to sign up. Visit boots.com/pharmacy today. Boots, with you for life. Participating surgeries, NHS prescription fees may apply, free delivery England only.
Did you know, at TK Maxx, you can find big brands up to 60% less than the RRP? I got this quilted leather handbag, must-have moisturiser, and three pairs of branded jeans. Skinny, boyfriend, flared. All incredible savings. I'm basically a denim connoisseur. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal. Big brands, small prices. In-store and online.
Mwah. When it's lunch o'clock, I just eat the tortilla naked burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get tortilla, Subway, Pret and more delivered. For lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
The latest news.
Next. Capital.
Lorraine and Trev finally have a night to themselves. Their daughter Liv is out, but they can't help worrying.
Weird. Liv hasn't texted us yet.
That's Liv asking for more data so she can upload a dance to...
Let me guess. TikTok.
Data sent. Lorraine and Trev kick back to their saucy rom-com.
Now she wants picking up.
Typical. Share data with your kids when they run out. Search EE Mobile.
Excludes no frills plans. Terms apply.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 10. Capital's been told a new report rating England the worst in the world for underage drinking is alarming.
You know, we really need to provide these children with proper role models and proper regulations and education, of course, to understand the risks.
Dr. Sabina Hulbert says it's becoming normalised in the UK. It found a third of 11-year-olds here have had alcohol. We've heard two of a group of horses who charged through central London yesterday are in a